This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Baffin Bayway. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Rihanna, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Hello there.
Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning. What's up?
How are you doing? Hey,
oh,
happy Father's
I can't complain.
Day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening in, too. Yeah, it's a special day.
It is. There's a few of us out here.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, this it's been an interesting week, to say the least. I know y'all have been getting a lot of rainfall up y'all's way. And
oh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's unreal. I've got several clients that live up in that direction, and they're like, man, we just we can't catch a break. I said, man, you know what? I never curse the rain. If it decides to just keep on coming, let it come on down, because I would rather have a little bit of rainfall every other week than none for several months.
Yeah.
But we had some that came through here in the middle of the week, brought some really good rainfall over Baffin, and of course here around Baffin area, which we needed it. We needed it bad. We were already in a burn ban over here. Mm-hmm. And you know, of course Baffin water clarity's been fairly decent. But that little rainfall, I think, just really boosted the water system, water clarity, big time. I mean, at one point, like all of Baffin was covered in just solid red. And I mean, it was coming down hard that day. That was, what was that, Thursday, I believe, when that swept through here. Mm-hmm. I was fishing. I went up, fished the Upper Laguna on that day, man, and that was interesting. Of course, you know, I don't fish the Upper Laguna very much, so whenever I do, it's what I call alien-like to me. I'm like, man, this is so not what I'm used to. You know, what really interests me is all those marshes, miles and miles of just marsh, where you get all those little winding kind of little channels that go through that beautiful marsh. And mm-hmm. So it was, for me, I have a certain color water, certain little look, certain depth that I look for. And we found it up there, and you know, caught some decent trout, a lot of reds. I mean, that area is like redfish haven.
Right.
Saw several schools of reds, and at first, you know, I didn't know what they were in the water. I thought maybe it's a shark causing all that chaos over there, and as soon as I got up closer to it, then they kind of spooked up, and then I saw all the tails kind of fluttering through the yeah. water, and those little churns would come up and hover right over them and just peck whatever they were churning up, you know, I guess the little crustaceans, a little bit of bait. You could see whenever they were running through, you could see little shrimp just flickering right out of the water. Just a beautiful, beautiful scene. You know, and we've been seeing some pods of redfish here, but nothing like it gets up in that marsh, up in the upper Laguna. And those redfish they're not real big. The ones that I saw, they were probably anywhere between, you know, 20 to 25 inches, maybe 23. They were slot redfish, but they weren't like monster reds.
Well, it's that time of year for up in that area there. You know, I know when we used to fish redfish tournaments down there, there'd be so many mega schools all out through there. They'd just come
up.
It's
unreal.
Yeah, it was fun chasing them.
We're seeing little pods down here up in the grass, you know, in the mornings or in the afternoons. You'll see one occasionally just off a grass line with his head in the grass and tail up. You can see that tail just very gently just waving through mm-hmm. the water, and you can occasionally just pitch right in front of him and he'll just grab it real quick. But yeah, you know, our trout bite hasn't been spectacular this week, and you can always probably tell in the tone of my voice during each moon phase each week. And you know, right now we just got over the full moon, and it's tough, and when it gets really hot like it's been, you know, not much wind. We of course these storms that come through, which that one day that wind, we were dodging storms. I was up, you know, fishing the Upper Laguna, and we dodged storms. And then of course on my way back home, I outran that storm the whole way home, the whole way back home. And when I got home, I got ready. I mowed the yard real quick. I said, it's coming. I said, get ready. It's coming.
Right.
Sure enough, I mean, that wind was gusting at least 50.
Yeah,
once
we've been
hit,
getting some high winds out of some of these storms too, especially yesterday
morning. That's what I've heard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what I've heard, and it can be dangerous. I saw the videos online. I guess there was a tournament going on up there.
Yeah, and, Galveston Redfish Series.
Yes, I saw the videos. It looked pretty detrimental. It could be pretty dangerous. But it's amazing how this time of year, I've seen storms build up in a hurry out here on the bay. They just build up right on top of you, or they build up, and kind of move from northwest to the southeast, and they sweep through really hard. And we've seen it. I've experienced it to where the weather can just change on a dime. Matter of fact, that day when we fished on Thursday in the Upper Laguna, in the morning, it was howling. I mean, absolutely howling out of the southeast. First thing in the morning, I thought, man, I said, this is tough. But it's just the way it goes. About mid morning, wind died down completely. I mean, almost to nothing, very nice little ripple in the water. I thought, man, this is very nice. I could get used to this. And then all of a sudden you could see that shelf cloud in the north, up to the northwest, of us. And it was black. And it was coming right out as soon as it hit. It felt like a cold front. Honestly, it felt like September. I said, this is just so, so strange. It was a solid 10-degree drop. And right before that drop was when we got the majority of our bites. There was a couple of jacks running up in where we were, just beautiful grass line, hard-packed sand, hard-packed bottom. And you could see them. At first, we didn't know if it was a shark. And, of course, up there, you don't know if it's a shark or a jack or what it could be. It could be anything. And so you could see that little fin just running through the top of the water. And I said, oh, it's a jack. And I thought, man, I've never caught one. I don't know if I want to catch one. I don't know if I want to lose that much line today. So I just let him do what he was doing. He was burning up a bunch of bait. And that area was just... It amazed me how much bait fish that there is right now. And here in Baffin, where we fished in the Upper Laguna, it seems like a lot of these bay systems are very healthy right now. The amount of bait that I'm seeing was quite impressive. And, of course, these cow-nose stingrays that we're dealing with and experiencing here in Baffin, I looked it up. I researched it because I said, man, it's got to be mating season for them. And it actually is. June or July is their mating season. And the males, I read up on it, the males, they bite the wings of the females to initiate courtship. And once they do their deal, I think
I've
it's about 10.
I've never had to do that before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... funny because they run in pretty big pods and they get pretty aggressive out there. It's always fun to watch. They're always what I call head turners. When clients, they're always looking over their shoulder and they hear that all that splashing and ruckus going on over there. But that's what they're doing. The males initiate courtship by biting the female's wings, and it takes about 10 to 12 months, and during that gestation period, at the end, they give birth to just one pup, which is pretty neat.
They're like a live bear. They don't lay eggs. They're a live bear.
They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way they eat food, I read up on this, because, of course, I've been seeing them so much that I was like, you know what, I'm finally going to research and see how they do things, because, they are amongst us right now, and they are where the bait is. I mean, wherever the big pods of bait are, that's where they're going to be. They kind of crush up their food. They kind of mush it up together with their mouths. They don't really chomp on it. They crush it, which is pretty interesting. And most of the time, you can find them on the upper column. They come down in the lower column to find, like, if there's oysters, they'll they'll feed off of oyster reefs, or they probably feed off of maybe the rocks there in Baffin, maybe the little crustaceans that are growing on the rocks, or just little crustaceans on bottom. But most of the time when you see those, they're on the upper column, and you can, if you watch them, you can just see bait just flickering out like crazy in front of them. So right. I thought that was pretty interesting. I figured that there's definitely something going on with them, and yeah, that's what it is. They're mating. Anyways, right now our tides come, or our water level has come up a tad from what it was. It was a little bit low. This low pressure kind of brought up some water. Of course, the rain, it didn't bring a tremendous amount of rain, but it brought a pretty substantial amount of rain to kind of neutralize what's been going on. I mean, it's been super hot, and you know, when it gets like that, I'm sure the salinity rate increases a little bit, as I imagine. I'm sure it's not a whole lot, but I'm sure it's a little bit. But this rain, I think it's going to help us leading into this next week, leading into the new moon. I'm really excited to see what we pull in next week. But our grass growth in these areas where there's little back lakes and estuaries, I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am with it. From the last 3 years, you know, that I've been really, really watching it and paying attention to it.
Yeah,
it's grown substantially. And of course, as you know, grass holds bait, and it's going to hold fish. I think we're heading for a
well, it makes
very
good
successful
spawns too, man. It's a lot of,
yes,
a lot of areas, yep, for the fry to hide till they grow up and, you know, get,
yes,
mature enough to go swimming around in open waters. It's a good cover.
Lots of male trout. We're pulling in a lot of male trout out of shallow grassy areas in the morning.
Yeah.
I figure they're up in there fertilizing those eggs still. You know, every once in a while you catch one of those male croakers, there's a female mixed in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And typically here, when it gets this hot, I always tell my guys the first 3 hours is grind time. We're going to put in the work. First 3 hours we're out here.
And right.
Of course, you know, I like to start as early as possible. And, you know, like whenever, you know, this morning I told my guys, whenever we meet, I said, you better be ready. Have your line tied, have your leader line tied. Because when we get there, we're going to get out and we're going to start grinding first thing. But first 3 hours this time of year, I think, is the best opportunity to,
yeah,
get on a really big fish up shallow. Now, of course, you know, last week, what I saw is that those slicks popping out way up shallow, almost up to the bank,
right,
where the grass meets the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, there's no way that they're going up that shallow that late in the evening at 12:30, 1 o'clock, when it's already, water temperatures are already 90 degrees way up,
yeah,
there. But you know what? I have no doubt in my mind that they do.
They will definitely do it. I've seen it a million times.
It's amazing.
You think, no way, but they're in there. Well,
yeah,
Rihanna, I got to run, honey, and I know you do too. You got to run your trip.
Yes,
so
sir.
If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure thing. My number's 361-296-5400. Give me a call if you want to make a wade in Baffin. I got a couple days open later this month around the new moon. So give me a call. Let's
All
make
right.
a wade.
Well, cool. Well, go catch
All
a
right,
gorilla
Mickey.
Today.
Yes, sir. We're going
right.
to try to find her.
All right. See you.
All righty, Mickey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Later.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a Sunday morning. All right, I just gave Radar a good look and we're looking fine so far. I'm kind of gun shy after yesterday morning, but it's looking good. Radar is clean. They are, for Houston, they're showing about a 70% chance. Up here where I'm at around Baytown, it's 45, 50% chance. Galveston's 20, so maybe there won't be anything along the coast. Real quick, little star tournament update. There's two tagged reds have been, they're on the board. Polygraphs are pending. There was a red tag called tag number 1803. That's for the truck, boat, and Mercury Coastline trailer package. And then tag number 1775, that was a blue tag. That was caught, and that was turned in at Surfside Marina. And that's polygraph pending on that one. Real quick, it's Sheephead 9-9 leading right now. Gaff Top is 6-1 and a Black Drum an 11-10. So, anyway, that's where we stand on the star tournament. Wish everybody good luck today. Looks like today's going to be, it's going to work out all right for everybody. So far, so good. All right, do we have Bink? Oh, boy. Wonder why we're not reaching these guys, because I texted him, and he's good to go. I don't know what's up with this. Huh. Anyway, well, that's where we're at. We'll try to get Bink up here in a minute and see what's going on down in Matagorda. We always talk to him on Sundays. I guess we may have some phone issues. I don't know. But a couple have not worked out too good. And real quick, offshore, a 56.15. That's right at 57 pounds. And Daniel Greenwald caught that That's only offshore fish weighed in so far. That was out of Surfside Marina. That's the Big Ling. And all the kids, they're actually star teens. There's a 9 even on a sheep head and a 5'10 on a gaff top. So plenty of room for everybody. Get signed up if you're going fishing. You never know. Could be a life changer. All right, let's go down to Matagorda now and see what's up with Bink. Good morning, Bink. How you doing?
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to you.
You Cap too, Bink. My friend.
It's good to be a dad.
Yes, it is. Sometimes. Most of the time. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes there's a glitch here or there, but what's going on in Matagorda?
Man, we're drying out a little bit, but it was a pretty successful week. It was a good week of catching, man. It just really was.
How'd you catch most of your fish? Wading or boating or what?
Actually, both. Yeah, both.
Yeah, both ways. That's good.
Early in the week I waded, and then I guess the last 4 days we drifted and caught them. It was, you know, I had to run from storms. I guess we got wind. Yeah, I think I've had 14 inches of rain here at my house this week. So
good Lord.
Yeah, and I think at the lodge my rain gauge down there is at about 14 or 15, I believe.
As many times
I've dumped it, I've tried to add it up. You know, so that little slough I got behind me is it runs right behind the lodge of St. Mary's Slough, and it used to flow from the Gulf into to East Bay, and then they stopped it up when they built the FM 2031 there, and so now it doesn't get flow unless you get a big tide back up to the river. But most of the time it's all rainwater, and shoot, we had good tides and rain, so it swelled up a lot. But and that helped things too when all that stuff was brewing, and then it started brewing in the Gulf, you know, it mm-hmm. just bumped our tides up, and I think it brought more fish in too, you know, it surely did. But we had some good fish this week, man. One of the boats had a 6.5 yesterday, first thing off.
That's a good one.
Worms and yeah, man, good one. I had a 6.5 this week, had a 5, you know, just good fish overall. And then quality keepers too. So it was good. But, you know, it was you just had to dodge them. Shoot, I tell you what, Wednesday morning, man, we got, oh, the Lord, we left the dock at, you know, dark at 6, and you look at things, and you said, oh, man, we've got 3 or 4 hours. Hey, let's go see if we can get them. And we get out there, and we make the first cast, and, I mean, it is on, man. I got slicks popping everywhere. They're jerking it out of our hands. And I guess we make 3 or 4 casts, and I look behind me, and I go, good Lord, what happened here? And, I mean, it just made up out of nowhere. It got nasty, nasty, nasty. You know, because we do this for a living. We have to look at the weather. But, I mean, this one just out of
built
nowhere.
Built up right on top of you.
Yes. And man, so we ran to the east, tried to get out of it. Then we ran in. Here comes electricity. And so we sat out there spinning around for about an hour, just running around because we to get back to the dock, you know, you had to go to the west, and all that stuff was coming from the west. So we just sat out there and moved 1 mile this way, moved 1 mile this way. And then when we got a little break, we poured the coals to Mercury and got back in about 8:15, 8:30, we couldn't get back out. And then the next morning, it was Thursday, it was even worse. So yeah, kind of lost 2 days there, but. And yesterday is the same deal. You get out there, then it starts getting on you at about 10, 10:30. But, man, the boats got after them yesterday. It was good. It was really good. So, a lot of good fish, you know, caught and released. Just good. And that's you. You know, I, we were all out there. It's kind of like we were all drifting in the same spot this week. And you look, and there's a water spout coming down, you know. And I said, man, that's and get my guys. I said, what's that? I said, well, that's a water spout. You know, I said, that's the good old days. We ain't had those in 10, 15 years, it seems like. And that's what June used to be, man. You just go out there,
exactly right,
water
man.
Spouts over here, and oh, water spouts, the fish bite. Golly, you know.
Filling those clouds.
About it.
Filling up with moisture.
Man. And those were those Junes I used to remember over here.
And yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some of them back, you know?
Golly. Exactly. Well, hey, hang on a second. Let me knock this break out. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang with me.
All right.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, 636 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bink, we are back, bud.
Happy to be back. Looks like we're going to have pretty good decent week of weather this week. Maybe a few pop-up showers, but
yeah, we'll see.
It's going to be down for the most. We'll see.
Everybody's gun-shy now.
I know it. I've actually got a few holes to fill this week, so late in the week on Friday and Saturday. So we've got room for. I don't know. I didn't even know it. I looked at my calendar. I said, shoot, I don't have anybody in the lodge this weekend. I ain't seen that in I don't know how long, but.
Man.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll book. I'll make a few phone calls or, you know, but I mean, if anybody's wanting to, even, you know, families, a lot of families this time of year like to book it and use that pool and all that stuff, you know, just do it. But yeah, I ain't had a hole in a long time in the calendar, so, but we got one right now. We're going.
Well, I've been watching. The only thing on radar this morning, nothing, you know, coastal areas, but up in Oklahoma, there was a big old, it covered the entire state. And, I mean, now it's dipping down into Texas. It was just kind of sitting there, and now it's starting to move south. So the Dallas Metroplex is going to get hammered later this morning by all this. Another bad storm up there. So we're just, man, we got a lot of unstable air right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. A lot
it's
of
crazy.
It. And it is. But like you said, like we said before, that unstable air, man, those fish like to bite in it.
They do. Like low barometer.
Low barometer, man. I'll take that all day long. I'll dodge them and instead of that old that Mexican heat coming off the Mexican desert, off the from
yeah,
the
that
west
old southwest blow.
Yes,
I hate that.
Blowing all that dust off the Sahara. Oh, man, just it's just, you know, and the sky looks even, you know, the sky is a whole lot prettier when you got low pressure. You know, when you got high pressure, it's just, you just got that old haze from the west, and you know, and it's just, things just, of course, the grass grows a lot quicker right now. Shoot, I'm going to have to get out there and bale it, man. I couldn't get all my property done this week because it just, you know, I'd have been mowing in a lake on my properties down there. So that's I got to do in the morning.
Need a hovercraft mower.
That's what I got to do first thing in the morning is try to.
Well,
there's
all this
down.
Rain, man. It's good timing and good for your duck ponds.
Man, that's another thing. I tried to get down there, but I got to come in. It's so nasty that to come in by ATV. I think I'm going to go in by boat in the morning too, and just check my levees. But because we had boards in, and we wait for this. I mean, this is Christmas to a duck hunter to us. I'm just smiling the whole time when we've got, you know, I don't like losing the trips, and on, you know, we had a lodge full of people on Wednesday and Thursday, and I don't like losing those trips, but man, the profits you get off of this rain, you know, it's free water. I mean, that water costs you so much money, and
And look at the grasses and everything, the food is going to grow.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's like it couldn't come at a better time, and all of us that duck hunt, we're all texting each other saying, all that widgeon grass is going to start growing so fast.
Now, this year, teal season is only going to be, what, 9 days, huh?
Yeah, 9 days, September the 20th.
Oh, that bites.
It does. You know, and it's all – I'm not real – you know, what determines a 9- and 16-day season is the blue wing account. And when it's below 4.5 million, they give us – it's 9 days. If it's one bird above 4.5 million.
What if they have a big time hatch up north this year? I mean,
I know. And it's all, I know it's just, and you know, you can't even, that's the thing when we teal hunt, we don't see the difference in 4 million or a 7 million hatch. You know,
no, you really don't.
It's good. You don't see a difference and you know, to us, but, and I don't know. I don't like to speculate. I do speculate a little bit, but I just, it's a theory. But man, you know, what we see and I don't, you know, being out in the field so much, I don't know if their counting practices has improved over the years. You know, they're counting them the same way and in the same spots that they always have. And these birds are not in the same spots anymore. They're moving. They're going. I mean, it's proven. You know, you can look at tracking.
Yeah.
They go where the water is. They go where the habitat is. You know, and it's, you know, it's been stressed in certain spots where they in their spring breedings and so they're not in those spots. But they've, you know, they've moved. This is kind of like us, man. We used to never see blue wings in wintertime. You'd see them a little bit at the first of the season.
Yeah.
And now, man, we count on them throughout, you know, and that's a change in migration. We didn't see that. Used to see that, you know.
No, you got them all year long now.
All year long, yeah.
What gets me, though, you know, we restrict ourselves here in the United States on all these flyways. And then those birds, once they come to the coast, they keep moving west, and they cross the border. They get over Mexico. What's the limit over there, like 25, 35 birds per person or something? Yeah. Over baited ponds?
And that's, and while we're on that subject, I see all that bullcorn on social media, and it's Texas guys going down there to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, they're shooting our birds. Those are
Those, they have to come through the United States first.
And I mean, those are, those birds are coming through Matagorda, Texas. Coming, you know, some stop, some don't. They're coming through Port O'Connor. Some, I mean, they're, and then when they go back, they're coming right back through there up the flyway. I mean, so I that just really, really does not sit well with me. And then to try to justify it, oh, you know, there's not any hunting pressure down here. Okay, whatever. You're shooting our birds.
Yeah.
You're shooting our birds.
Yeah, they're born and bred here.
Yeah, yeah. It makes a difference. If you're shooting them down there, they're not coming back up to breed for next year. So, yeah, I mean, you're
kind of like killing trout, man. Once you kill him, he can't lay eggs again. That's it. It's over.
They can justify it all they want to, but it just does not. It doesn't sit right. Yeah, I don't think you're teaching kids that right, you know, that it's kill, kill, kill. You know, we got to get away from that kind of bull. You know, it's just, yeah, it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, we get six and they get 35.
Hey, man, really, what's the difference? I mean, come on. I mean, it just, I probably just need to shut up, but that, I think everybody understands how I feel about it.
No, it is what it is. I mean, hey.
Golly. And you know, it's not, people say, well, it's just not making that much of a difference. It's, okay, maybe it's not, but that's what's, I mean, but hey, man, if you can let one go, she's going to sit on 10, 12 eggs, and, you know, and six of them's going to hatch, and that's six more than what we had, you know. And,
right.
And, you know, I mean, it's a numbers game, and it just, all I know is if you throw them in the cooler, they ain't coming back. We all know that, you know. They don't have a chance. It's the same way with our trout and the whole deal, you know. I'm seeing it with my eyes, man. I'm seeing it with my eyes that you know, how this thing's playing out. And I just, you know, people can say this, they can say that, but we're out there every day, and I'm seeing the quality of trout that we've got now that we didn't have. And we're making a comeback. No
making
doubt
a good comeback.
It,
numbers are up, and you know, even age classes are starting to increase now. And
that's exactly right because we're getting back to, you know, I think I've talked in the last 4 or 5 months. We've caught a lot of 5 and 6 pounders, and man, I haven't seen those. And that's that age class that, you know, you think about that. You think about from 2020. That's 5 years now. That's that age class. And I mean, cause we, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, a 7-8 pound trout was cheap over here before that. Now, it was cheap.
They used to be cheap in my backyard too.
They dang sure did. They dang sure did. I mean, we took, you know, I'm talking 6, 7, 8, 10 a week a week like we just had with all this unstable weather and all this, you know, good weather out there, and those fish were eating like they did. Shoot, we would have caught 10, 15, 7 to 8 pound fish out there.
Yeah.
And just, oh man, here's another good one. Let's take a picture. Let him go. Here's another good one. Let's take a picture. Let it go. Isn't that nice? And then I can't tell you how many fives we would have caught, you know. And
right.
I mean, it's just disappeared.
Well, that 2021 freeze, I mean, y'all got hit the hardest. I mean, we got hit harder up here than anybody let on. And, you know, because I could tell the difference the very next year. And y'all lost half of your trout. Just boom, gone.
We did. And we didn't realize it at the time because they didn't float like they normally do. You know, I mean, there were some dead floating, but there was a whole lot of fish that we never saw.
Yeah, we get many floaters over here, you know, because our deep water and everything. And once it gets that cold, they just don't gas up and float up like they do down south in that shallower water.
But after about 6 or 7 months and us out there fishing and stuff, we kind of realized, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
I think we lost more than what we thought, you know.
We don't have them like we used to, but we're making a comeback and avoid all any more disasters.
Yeah.
But these fish, they do. They come back quicker than you think. And with the conservation efforts, these limits cut down to three, which is kind of a joke, three fishes. But, maybe they'll – what do you think, they'll go another year before they'll increase limits again?
I don't think they will.
They'll ever bring it back up to five?
I don't think so.
Well, that bites.
Yeah. But you know what? In reality,
what about slot size?
I don't know. You know, Mick.
Because once we get all these age classes of fish, we're going to be catching mostly oversized fish and no fish in the slot.
No, you're right. You're right. I don't know. We're going to have to do it on the fly, I guess, and just see what
happens. We've never been here before.
Never been here. Yep.
Never been here. But
hey, there's worse days in life when you go out and you can't keep anything because they're all too big.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. This past week, we did the same thing. You know, we had one of those days where it was a tough bite, but we caught 10 fish over 15 inches, and only four of them were in the slot, the rest of them were, and we were
over
all looking,
20s.
Oh man, they were 20s and they were, up to 6 pounds, and we caught them on Bass Assassins that morning.
Man, and, I thought I'd never live to see, a slot on trout and an oversize. I just never.
No, I know.
It just never registered in my brain that it would ever come to that.
You know, and when I was fishing Pathfinder boats back in the early 2000s, all the way up to 2013, I went to their plant every year, and I guess from 99 to 2013, every summer I spent about a week out there. They'd give me a boat, I'd fish for snook, fish for big trout out there, and I'd show up, and they don't target trout, and at that's number three on the list after tarpon and snook and all that,
Right.
But their limit was always, it was 15 to 20 back then. And, 20 years ago, you go, dang, 15 to 20. And you couldn't keep, and you could keep, I think it was five trout, 15 to 20, but nobody kept them. Yeah. And nobody kept them. So I don't know. I don't know if that's where that, I know some of these biologists and, from different states, I know they talk with each other and then they look at other studies, that to come up with these, because when the commission, when they set things, they're listening to biologists. They're not biologists. They're listening, and they're not fishermen. I mean, some of them are, Beaver was when he was a Beaver, Applin.
Beaver Applin. Arch Applin.
Yeah. He's a fisherman. I mean, he's been by the house. I mean, he's a fisherman.
I remember when he was like, he and I were kids, man, when he first started booking me, when him and his buddies used to book me way back in the day.
And he, before, he's not on the commission anymore. He went out, but he got this for us. He fought for this for us to get, get these deals back, these limits back before he went out. And so, I don't know, but like I said, we're going to have to do it on the fly. But, what I'm seeing right now, I'm liking what's happening. So, and my guys that get on my boat, as far as me, I'm not selling fish and I'm selling, customer service. We're selling, it's great when we catch them, and most of the time we do, but we're not selling meat, Yeah. And so a lot of them, I can't tell you how many people have no idea what size you can keep, how many you can keep.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many of those that we get on our boat, and are just happy to be here. And that used to not be that way. It used to be a meat haul deal. It really did. I mean, we used to it wasn't the best economic.
We were like commercial fishermen, man, meat haulers.
Sure, I look back at those pictures back in the day. I go, man, what in the world was I doing? you know.
I'm sitting here looking on the wall of my studio at some of these pictures hanging up in here. It's embarrassing, man.
You and James and Blaine put the art on God. Today. And Charlie and Jimmy and all that. Yeah. Yeah, and I did too, and so did Billy Pajoski.
Well, that's what won't register in my brain, man. I see people on social media posting up their little three-piece. I got my limit by 7 this morning. Golly, we used to catch 3 in one cast, working the birds with triple rigs.
But, man, I told this story the other day. I'm sitting on, and it brought back because I was looking, brought me one of my wade fish books to sign, and I wrote it 25 years ago, and they were talking about the chapter in there about fishing the full moon. So I told them when I went out there to get those photos, what we did, we went out there about 4 o'clock and that moon was setting, and I went on long reef, and I had caught the day before, I had caught 40 trout on long reef, every one of them on topwater. So if you fish topwater, people, if you fish topwaters, you know, if you catch 40 on topwaters, you've probably had about 100 blow-ups, and you've lost 2 or 3 to each one you caught. You know, it's not like fishing with a worm. So we'd gone out there and caught 40 times. So I went out there the next morning and just had a so-so day, man. It was slow, and I was like, man, it's just slow, and came back with 25 on top of us. And what would we be doing right now? Calling Field and Stream, calling the Chronicle, calling Texas Fish and Game, calling Texas. Hey, man, we caught 25 on top of us, you know. And,
Man, I used to apologize for a 40 fish day.
Isn't that the truth?
I said, man, I'm sorry it wasn't any good today, guys. It just, man, it just wasn't any good.
And if you hadn't been there, you just don't know. It's kind of like the goose hunters these days that think when you shoot, you know, 20 snow geese that, oh, man, we got them today. Man, well, we used to kill 35 of those. We thought it was a terrible day on a day without any wind, you know. Oh, man.
We weren't happy unless we got 100. 80 to 100.
Oh.
I know. Oh, well.
Times, they are changing.
Yes, they are. All right, Bink. Well, hey, buddy.
Still enjoy it, though. Still enjoy it.
I appreciate the good conversation. If somebody wants to get over to Matagorda and, you know, stay in the lodge and book a fishing trip, and the hunting season's around the corner, give them some info how they can reach you over there.
Yeah, we got some boats open this week, so in the weather, I think we'll catch them. So holler at us, 979-241-1705, and we'll get you out. Happy Father's Day to everybody, and happy Father's Day to old Danny Grimes at Barbers Hill.
And, that's it. Mr. Grimes, Mickey Ray and them still talk about your dad. They loved him. Best principal ever. Mr. Grimes. All right, Bink. Well, hey, y'all have a good Father's Day. I'll talk to you next week. Catch them up, man.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, Bink. See you. All right, that's Bink Grimes over in Matagorda, and it's time to end this show. I can't believe it's already over. But thanks for listening in. I hope everybody has a wonderful Father's Day, and I'd like to see somebody catch some big old trout today. That'd even be better. So thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. See you next week.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.